Victorious Suffering by Maria Fontaine.
Peter and I feel privileged to be able to pray for you, our wonderful loved ones of all ages and cultures. When praying for some of our older friends, and of course Peter and I fall into that older category too, I found myself asking the Lord why it is that many times we older folks face some of the same struggles as those who are younger, but we often have to endure the suffering with weakening bodies that have less strength to fight. That seemed a little unfair. However, the Lord lovingly explained the situation from a little different perspective. He said, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven, and that is also true of the challenges people face at different times of life. Every season of life has both suffering and victory, weakness and strength, sorrow and joy. These experiences may take different forms at different ages and stages of life, but they are balanced with other gifts that enable each to bear what they have been called to face. All can be overcomers. All face struggles that are tempered by my love and shored up by the grace and gifts that I have provided. My promises to you, in some form or another, make a way of escape that is for both young and old. I will not allow you to face more than you can bear as you cling to me." What the Lord is saying here reminds me of the beloved poem, which I think we are all familiar with, written by Annie Johnson Flint, called "He Giveth More Grace." It was written when she was still young. "He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added afflictions, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. Fear not that thy need shall exceed his provision. Our God ever yearns his resources to share. Lean hard on the arm everlasting, availing. The Father both thee and thy load will upbear. His love has no limits, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again." There's no question that the struggles are many as we grow older. But the Lord is also faithful to provide what we need in response to the challenges we face. We may not have as much to work with as far as strength, endurance, overall good health, etc., but he makes up for those lacks in other ways. Looking at this issue from this perspective helped me to understand the amazing balance that Jesus brings to our lives as we stay close to him. Yes, things can be difficult as we get older, but Jesus has given us the power to change our perception of the situation we are in, and that is revitalizing. One of my favorite verses, especially now in this season of life, is 2 Corinthians 4:16. "Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." Or in another translation, "That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day." Some things are more difficult in old age, but overall, the experiences of a lifetime and the wisdom that often comes from experience can provide insight as to how to cope with and even to turn our challenges into something very good. Here is another encouraging message from Jesus on this issue. "When troubles abound for my children, my grace does much more abound. In old age, smiles may often come through the tears, but those tears can bring an even deeper abiding joy, because they are sooner to be wiped away forever. The older you grow, the closer you get to your heavenly reward." What is the hardest part of a race? Some might say it's the final stretch before the finish line, but that is not necessarily so in many cases. The end may be the most taxing part of the race for your body, because you are feeling close to the end of your physical strength. But in some cases, the most difficult part of the race is the middle. In the beginning, you are exuberant and full of energy. Life feels fresh and clean, and the sun and air are invigorating. You feel invincible. But by the middle of the race, you are dirty and sweaty and beginning to tire. The climb is hard and the sun is hot. The initial exuberance you felt has lost some of its sheen. What appeared to be exciting and full of promise is becoming a lot of hard work, and it's discouraging to face the mountains still to be crossed that seem to loom a lot larger than they did at the beginning of the race. You've taken a beating from the run, and you begin to wonder if this was such a great idea after all. You're wondering if you can endure long enough, because that finish line seems such a long way away still. In the middle of a race, you don't have the sight of the finish line to propel you forward the way it can as you near the end. Many of your battles are ones of endurance and striving to keep your vision strong in the midst of the struggles you face. Embracing old age is not for the faint of heart. But if you choose to see your struggles in the right perspective and you place your trust in me the best you can, then you can face those later years with quiet confidence and peace, in spite of the difficulties. Work with me day by day, because you've learned from decades of experience that that is always the best way. Trust me that we will overcome the difficulties together, and I will bring a deep, abiding joy that isn't built on this earthly life. It's built solidly on what is coming, not on the past. That is how old age can become glorious in spirit. Your finish line is starting to come into view, and while your pace may be slower, what awaits you can give you added determination to push on. So often your perspective can make a world of difference. When Victor Hugo was more than 80 years old, he expressed his faith in this beautiful way. Within my soul, I feel the evidence of my future life. I'm like a forest that has been cut down more than once, yet the new growth has more life than ever. I'm always rising toward the sky, with the sun shining down on my head. The earth provides abundant sap for me, but heaven lights my way to worlds unknown. People say the soul is nothing but the effect of our bodily powers at work. If that were true, then why is my soul becoming brighter as my body begins to fail? Winter may be filling my head, but an eternal spring rises from my heart. At this late hour of my life, I smell the fragrance of lilacs, violets, and roses, just as I did when I was 20. And the closer I come to the end of my journey, the more clearly I hear the immortal symphonies of eternal worlds inviting me to come. It is awe-inspiring, yet profoundly simple. You have been sustained from the womb, carried along since birth. Even to your old age, I will be the same, and I will bear you up when you turn gray. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you and deliver you. Isaiah 46:3-4.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.